With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. After three unsuccessful attempts at confirming a speaker, House Republicans unanimously elected Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson today. The final vote was 220 to 209. The new speaker addresses the American public, saying the House is ready to get back to work.
We know that there's a lot going on in our country, domestically and abroad, and we are ready to get to work again to solve those problems, and we will.
President Biden placed a cordial phone call to the new House Speaker while his campaign unloaded on Mike Johnson.
The White House says Mr. Biden called Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to congratulate him on his election and express that he looks forward to working together to find common ground on behalf of the American people. However, a separate statement from the Biden-Harris campaign had a much less conciliatory tone. It described Johnson as a Trump lackey, one of Congress's most extreme anti-abortion politicians, and one of the most forceful election deniers in the House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden has spoken out against retaliatory attacks by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel.
Pouring gasoline on fire is what this is like. This was a deal. The deal was made, and they're attacking Palestinians in places that they're entitled to be. It has to stop. They have to be held accountable, and it has to stop now.
He also said he's redoubling his commitment to working on a two-state solution to end the decades-long Israel-Palestinian conflict. The United Auto Workers Union is expected to announce a tentative contract agreement with Ford Wednesday night that could be a breakthrough toward ending the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit automakers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 105 points. This is SRN News. With Election Day just around the corner and a presidential vote just a year away, activists are trying to get believers to the polls.
Truly, there's not much difference between people that call themselves born-again Christians and the general public when it comes to our voting patterns. Many of the church is not still registered to vote. Many of them are still not showing up.
Bunny Pounds is president of Christians Engage.
We need to take the church past just thinking about presidential elections. Primaries are where the decisions are really made in many of the congressional districts. Our local elections and our school boards are so important. And frankly, we've just got elections happening all the time, special elections that could decide a court or decide a community's involvement.
Pounds is helping organize a Christian voter conference called Wake Up 2023. Details can be found at ChristiansEngaged.org. This is SRN News. A cruise operator that failed to cancel a voyage from Sydney that led to a COVID-19 outbreak has been ruled negligent in an Australian class action case.
The Ruby Princess Ocean Liner left Sydney on March 8, 2020 for a 13-day cruise to New Zealand, but returned in 11 days as Australia's borders were closing. More than 660 of the 2,671 passengers were infected and 28 died. The judge ruled Carnival was negligent under Australian consumer law. He noted Carnival already had outbreaks on two earlier cruises.
Correspondent Jeremy House. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is marking a year in office, but he has little reason to celebrate. His Conservative Party's trailing between 15 and 20 points behind Labour in opinion polls, and the election must be called by the end of 2024. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.